The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two, The Usual Suspects, right here on ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on a way back Wednesday.
Nick wins. I mean, this is the best song for the theme today, right?
For the theme, it fits the theme perfectly.
It's just so good.
It was this one song.
Yeah. Have you seen the t-shirt that goes along with this song?
No.
Why are you making the angry face? Because you didn't
win? I was going along with that. I'm not.
Why are you angry that Nick wins?
Because I didn't go along with that.
So you give me the pass, but you won't declare him the winner.
Absolutely. It's a whole different... I'm competitive as all get up.
I know. Is the text message saying I won?
No. Slow your roll, Chief. You're not getting all the credit in the world.
You've got no text messages on
your side. Votes? Whatsoever?
All the hatred towards Barry and vitriol has taken precedent over everything else.
Everybody's pretty angry with me for different reasons.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I am devastated.
Well, it's nothing new.
I don't know how I'm going to go on with all these angry people
that
are calling
only...
and complaining about talking politics or whatever else.
Did we really talk
Punch
politics?
Yourself in the face if that upset you. Seriously. No, stop, pull over, Ken Giles yourself. In fact, punch yourself in the throat so you can't talk anymore. Somebody said, I'm not clear how these songs go with the theme. Joel, why don't you explain what the theme is?
So for the 56th time... The theme dedicated to Rocket's Small Ball is songs pre-2010 in which the artist's name, the title of the song, has things to do with small, little, lil.
Being short in stature.
Those kind of things.
Because technically, I wish by... who's it by? What the hell's his name?
Who?
What's his name? Who's it by?
Skilo.
So neither of those really talk about being, there's no small or little in the name, but obviously the entire song is about being short. So it's perfect. It is literally the best song for the day. So, and now the texts are rolling in declaring Nick the winner. So there you go.
You happy now?
Yeah. He's probably
Both of you
thrilled. The texts are rolling in now.
You stirred the pot.
Yeah,
and now they're
eating. You put a call out to the bots, and here they are. Yeah. Everyone's texting
out. I didn't put no call out. I was asking
you
a question.
You did all of this.
Did I get votes or not?
Now you're getting
I'm texting the show to tell you how much I hate you. I'll be right back.
Love you, Barry. Nick wins. IBC Wes.
I just hate you.
Wes, I'm indifferent to you, too.
Face.
Wow. This text really tried. I feel like this would be something you would text, Joel.
Okay.
But it says, Nick, Knack, Patty, Whack, give Sciarra the dub. What?
No, because mine would rhyme all the way through.
True.
So no, that was not
That's crazy.
One that I will take
credit
Hey, for.
When are you guys going to do another giveaway on Usual Suspect shirts? Just got to come to a remote.
I'm not sure we got any left.
Are we running out?
I think they're pretty low on.
Is it pretty... Slim pickings.
I don't know. I don't know what
slim
the inventory
pickings.
Looks like.
Probably all 3XLs, so no slim pickings. It's all
but
fat pickings.
If you're a sponsor out there, you have a business, and you want to buy a second round of shirts, we'll actually put your logo on them,
You
too.
Whore.
That would be fantastic.
He's just whoring out the show now.
People still want the shirt, so let's do
That's true. Well, there should be sponsors on it for as many people. We should do a Usual Suspects 2.0 shirt, do a new design, and put a sponsor on it.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. Get somebody some pub and some love.
And we kept saying we were going to do that. Where in the world are the suspects? Because everybody kept sending us pictures of their shirts when they were wearing them in different places. We could continue to do that. Look, it's all there for the taking for your business. Just please contact us via direct message.
God, you sound like such a whore right now.
It's okay. You look like one.
Wow. Wow. Is it the large breasts that I can't get rid of for whatever reason?
It was poll tax. It was all the poll tax.
Okay.
It got me to bring that, yeah.
Gonna bring that joke back, huh? Double down on it?
Look, I got no shame in it. I'm not a comedian. I can bring it back at any time, copy jokes, whatever.
When is the next remote? Well, March Madness. I believe.
Lots of them.
March Revelry. 19. Yeah, let me pull
we got
up
Revelry
the.
Revelry on Richmond. We got
Courtney
four
emailed us
up in
like
March.
back to back.
I'm going to give all four of the March Madness broadcasts. So we are at. Okay, why isn't this popping up now? Damn it. Here you go. Over under bar on March 19. That's one. Oh, I went the wrong way in the Revelry on Richmond, March 20th.
We're always there during March Madness.
Yep. The World of Beer, March 26th. That's up in Cyprus. And then March 27th, we are at iRace in Katy.
Okay.
So we are in Cyprus, Katy, off of Richmond, and in Webster.
So this essentially all starts 2 weeks from today.
Correct. March 19, March 20, and then March 26, March 27th. So there you go. Those are four chances to get whatever shirts we have left.
Yeah.
Come by. Come say hi. We're all over the map, literally.
And if people step up and get a second round of shirts.
Okay.
All right. Well, I just thought I'd finish the entire segment the way it started.
Horn?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why okay.
Okay. So other things from baseball. I don't know if you saw this or not, but after Trevor Bauer was giving away to the batters what pitch he was going to throw the other day, he tweeted out this morning, "I've been publicly critical of Commissioner Rob Manfred before. I got to give him props. He said he'd meet with any players who had further questions, and he was a man of his word this morning. We had a very productive meeting about a wide range of topics." I give Commissioner Manfred credit.
I do, too.
Because that probably started off as a very difficult conversation because we know that Bauer can be a little volatile, get under your skin a little bit, and he's a come-right-at-you kind of guy. But the fact that he is willing to go through with that and do that, I think that says a lot towards how we go forward with the sport.
I agree, and you got to give Bauer some credit, too, because he seems like the kind of guy that is pretty one-sided, and he's only going to he's not going to admit when he's wrong or whatever, but it looks like he came out and gave some props to a guy that he has taken a run at and a shot at on more than one occasion. So props to Bauer as well for being adult about it and saying, hey, look, this actually happened and it was a good thing.
So let's hope that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Also, if you missed it yesterday, Justin Verlander made his first start of the spring. He did give up a home run to Paul Goldschmidt, but he pitched fairly well. But the crazy thing was, and again, the dude is just, he's a different kind of human being. After battling groin discomfort, his numbers went way up on his fastball yesterday, in which he topped out at 97 miles per hour and had his fastball regularly sitting in the 93 to 95 range, and he felt like he had a lot more pop.
Nice.
That's not a bad thing if you're losing Gerrit Cole and really relying
on
your ace.
And Miley, as good as he pitched in the regular season as well. And, Colin McHugh. And, yeah, there's a lot of losses to that rotation and Penn. So.
He said he was surprised seeing the numbers that he saw regarding his fastball. And he thinks, after today, I can start to forget about worrying about my groin and just go about my routine and getting my pitch shape and deception that I want.
Oh, good.
Well, good news if you're an Astros fan, because that's a breath of fresh air that
you get some good news.
Yeah, hang your hat onto that one. And on the flip side, Chris Sale is waiting on his third opinion on his elbow.
I feel
after
like
signing that massive deal.
I feel like in two more weeks they're going to be we're going to hear that. Hey, Chris Sale's waiting on his 19th opinion on whether or not.
And I feel like in two more weeks we're going to be waiting on the commissioner's office to still make a ruling on the Red Sox.
I saw somebody say, "Oh, they'll probably do it like." On a Friday March Madness or something where they can just
bury it
briefly. Yeah, I don't think that's going to get buried. Yeah. That's not going to. They're not going to make that go away.
But here's to the bigger issue: they're saying they can only investigate one team at a time, And so they're only going to concentrate on the Red Sox. Then with the rumors out there, there's up to 8 or 9 other teams that have been doing it that they'll move on to the next team possibly in which there was some kind of issue proof, whatever, with sign stealing. Seriously? It's going to drag on and on and on. And you got enough people that work for baseball.
You can hire, independent investigators if it's that important to you.
Come on, man. And seriously, in the meantime, while we're waiting on the decision on the Red Sox, there's only one team that are poster boys for every shot and every comment and every, you know, ridicule and all the other stuff, an article. So it just continues, and it's kind of BS that someone can't kick the league office in the ass and go, let's go.
For the Win had an article today. This was on their main site that said, someone yells curveball as George Springer strikes out. And I rarely do I tweet other media out, but I was like, really? You're this desperate for a click that you're going to take something like that and try to make it into an actual event for a media outlet? The fact that someone yelled curveball and he struck out, okay, well, what about the other 199 times that he strikes out? Who cares? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, them clicks will, I mean, especially now with all these websites charging, you know, the subscription fee, and I'm still resisting that.
I haven't paid for one.
I'm tired of getting all these pop-ups, like all these big media.
I know.
You know what, Joel?
Yeah.
Huh?
You can be quiet.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry. You can shut your mouth.
Sneaky hookups.
Well, that's the way I've lived my life, Nick.
But if Rob Manfred really wants to control the narrative, and I feel like that's what he wants to do, I don't think it makes sense for him to say one. I guess he's trying to buy himself time, but if you're going to sit there and elongate it through like 7, 8, 9 teams, the story's never going to go away.
Seriously.
Not just this season, for upcoming seasons. Like, if it takes this long just to get one team investigated, how long is it going to take if there really is 8 teams?
Yeah, the Yankees won't get investigated until at least 2022.
Everybody that's cheated will be retired.
That too.
Man.
And I'm sure that baseball is okay with that.
Yeah. You kind of feel like they would, right?
Yeah. Also, to our discussions about the coronavirus and everything that's been breaking out and what people and teams and leagues may do, we talked about the NBA yesterday. Now the Italian government has ordered all sporting events in Italy to take place without fans until April the 3rd due to the coronavirus.
Wow.
So all sporting events in Italy will take place without fans.
Man, this goes back to yesterday. Remember how everybody was, not everybody, but we were getting a lot of texts and tweets about how it's just like the flu?
Yeah.
You ever heard of them banning fans from a sporting event because of the flu?
Never heard of them canceling an Olympics? Because it's on the table right now.
Actually, they said no. The IOC did come back and say the Olympics will continue.
Nonetheless, it's impacting their decision-making,
the fact that there was a thought.
Athletes are
second-guessing
whether they make the team or not, whether they go or not. Because of it, I still would think that I would have to take the chance because of the fact it's a once-in-a-lifetime to make an Olympic team.
I'm with you.
But here's the other caveat people didn't realize. It's in the documentation for the Olympics that if you are to postpone or cancel an Olympics, it can only be rescheduled during that current year. So if they postponed it in 2020, it had to still take place in 2020. It could not be rolled over into 2021. Like, you know, say we won't do it this year. We'll do it next year instead, but we'll catch up on the regular schedule. Instead of 4 years between Olympics, it's 3 or whatever it is. No, if it doesn't take place within the year that it's scheduled to take place,
then you just skip it.
It just does not happen.
Wow.
That would be impactful.
Yeah.
TV deals and all that kind of stuff.
A lot of lost money.
Yeah.
So. Somebody wanted to know, are we doing any more stream-only shows during March Madness? No, I believe we're going to be on air for all those.
I feel like it's been two years since that show, right?
At least, yeah.
So I don't know I think that was just a schedule conflict type of situation.
It's because we were running games, and I don't think we're running games this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are we the home of any of the tournament
games? I don't
think
so. It doesn't look like it.
Just the ones that AJ bets on. We'll have those on radio.
Probably,
right? All right, we'll continue to roll on with the show. Still plenty more topics to get to. Something on your mind you want to get off your chest, join us. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, or hit us up on Twitter. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you again about Apollo Men's Health. They are just fantastic, family-friendly guys trying to help out men in the Houston area with any of the issues they might be faced with, dealing with, or too embarrassed to talk about. Seriously, they're rooted in compassion and a desire for great outcomes. They're not just another a testosterone therapy clinic. They offer cutting-edge hormone pellet therapy, so you don't have to go in every month or every couple of weeks. You can go in once every 6 months. They make it easy, they make it convenient, and it still works just as good. Body composition analysis, they'll do that for you. HGH peptide therapy, all to increase your overall quality of life. Remember, your health is your wealth. So invest in yourself. That's what they do at Apollo Men's Health. Call 832-664-9966 or go to their website, apollomh.com, to book your first appointment. Conveniently located in Pearland and Lake Jackson. Most major insurance accepted and discounts for military personnel and first responders. Go in, tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hold on and make you feel low, Joe. Don't it make you feel mean, Gene? Don't it make you feel ashamed of yourself? Don't it make you feel small, y'all?
This is ESPN 97.5. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number two of the three-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a way back Wednesday in the big city. I had hour number one, Nick hour number two, Barry hour number three. Songs pre-2010 and in honor of Small Ball and Your Rockets. Title or artist with Small, Little. It's Lil Jon in the mix. And you have a song that'll play.
What does that mean?
That if you have those characteristics and the titles that you've selected, your song is legit and will play.
Yes.
I'm in the deleted section of the text. Not a single vote for either one of you. Just want to point that out. Yeah. Just saying.
Let me start texting. What? You just stay in the bowels of the text line, and I'll show you some things. You're not going to like them either.
Yeah.
After that hoedown two-stepping thing you just threw on there as we went to break, and you let it play. No love for Kenny Chesney.
I do the favor of suppressing all the hate, and that's the thanks I get. Did you see this story where a lady in California watered a fake plant for 2 years, thinking she had grown a perfect plant? No. And then as soon as I read, I was like, this is Nick. This is 1,000% our Nicholas right here. Oh, Nicholas. I could totally see you watering a fake succulent, which is like a little cactus-looking thing, for 2 years. Her dumbass watered this plant thinking, I have grown the perfect succulent. It hadn't gotten any bigger, but it still looks just like it did when I bought it. I am so good at this, I'm going to transplant it. She cuts open the little thing, and it's all styrofoam with sand glued on the top. I was like, oh, boy. Have you ever watered a fake plant, Nick?
I have not.
I feel like you have like a fake ficus tree in your house. I don't even know it's a ficus. You just water it.
I think you should consider a fake lawn.
I would totally endorse that.
I could see him with a sprinkler on a turf lawn.
I could see that too.
Like, what are you doing, bro? I don't know. I was laying a little.
Will they allow you to do that? Is it costly to do like
around here?
Very expensive. Very expensive.
That's a fantastic idea, though.
The way we drive in off of the highway, when you go by the school, there is definitely a yard, and I've told Barry this, that looks, I swear to God, it's AstroTurf. The whole front yard.
I feel like I would get an email or a mail, like something in the mail about.
Our HOA would say that's a no-no.
I feel like they would.
What is it, AstroTurf, or is it just Bermuda grass that's cut really low?
I'll pull the car over next time.
Do
I'm
it.
Check
you
it
should
out.
Totally, yeah. Get out there and
I'll
get,
sample have a sample
get on your hands
yeah.
and
yeah,
knees.
I'll bring some sample blades in.
Yeah, get on your hands and knees I'm and look at it and, no. and inspect it really close for the roots and stuff and then see if they shoot you.
Ain't no way I'm getting my hands in
it. Yeah, if you maintain Bermuda the right way, 99% of the people that have Bermuda grass don't. But if you do and you keep it cut, it looks like turf. It's beautiful.
I've seen it at golf.
It's just very difficult to maintain.
Yeah.
But I could tell you, because when we were getting bids for our pool, one of the things we wanted to do off to the side was have those, you know, big concrete squares, not a full patio, but have the big squares with turf in between. Mm-hmm. Instead of regular grass, because I didn't want to have to weed eat in between and all that. And the guy was like, that stuff's expensive. I was like, really? So we got a quote on it. And it was like, just for a you know, maybe a 10 by 10 section with strips of it was going to be like several $1,000s. Just strips.
So you put in four?
Of the turf. Huh?
So you ordered four of them?
No, we said no.
Oh.
Stop it. Yeah, we were like, nah, we'll just put rocks or dirt.
I hate everything about that. I wish I could just fill my yard with cement and just...
The best yards are in Arizona.
In Arizona, I was going to say, you could just rock. Put like pebble granite.
Oh, that's amazing.
Gravel. Rock was yeah, it's the best because then you just go out and spray like weed killer if you get weeds that pop up in between.
And that's it.
But yeah, you just either put bull rock or river rock or whatever in, as your yard.
I think what I was told, what I told people, you that I didn't realize is with field turf, which is the Nike creation where they take the old bottoms of soles of shoes and all the and the
tires.
And old tires and things like that, and that's under the field. Then you know, like when you see those little,
there's that it's everything rubber. So there's like used condoms and
pellets
there.
That pop up when tackles are made and things like that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this. And I think it was at U of H that you know, like a spreader, like on the back of like a utility vehicle, like a four wheeler or whatever. There was a spreader on U of H football field, I think, and I didn't realize in between games, in order to create to keep the sponginess of the turf, they have to spread more that those black rubber pellets on the entire field.
Okay.
To help with the cushiness.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, how else are they going to get there?
No, I thought that all the those were pellets were underneath the actual laying down of the turf.
No,
underneath
why
it,
would you
and then
see
it would pop
up
through the blades of because there's holes where all the blades are of the fake grass. Like at Lambeau Field, they have it's a grass field, but I guess they also do some kind of mixture along with I don't know if it's some fake turf or whatever like that. So they have the coils and everything underneath, but they also have like irrigation or popped into holes where they can also supplement with grass and other things to make it look more lush.
Okay.
I'm just going by what I saw.
He's trying to get your feedback, Barry. You're not giving much. He's like,
I don't understand what he's talking about.
I don't
at
Lambeau. Either.
I understand what he's saying at U of H.
They got a whole lab and science department under Lambeau Field now. You realize that, right?
No.
Like, there's an underground under the field just for warming and the field and coils and boiler rooms that warm the coils and all this.
And stuff. Also where they have holes for...
Yeah, that too.
Tires.
I think the gopher from Caddyshack pops up every now and then just to check out how things are going.
Just to see what's
going
on.
Does a little
on.
Dance. And the it whole works.
Makes everybody angry.
Speaking of like getting things right, I got an email from Taylor School to assure parents they're doing everything they can about this coronavirus.
Okay.
All right. Is the word thrice a word?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Because they told us that the custodial staff continues to disinfect the school thrice every week.
Three times.
Yep.
Yeah, why can't you just say three times a week? Thrice?
Because they're educated.
It doesn't sound educated to me.
Well, you know what? Maybe just go read some books and then get back to me in a fortnight. Get back to me in a fortnight,
I
Joel.
I caught it, Barry. I caught it the first
thrice.
Time.
Thrice. Means three.
And the rhyme of the week for the school is, if you want to cough or sneeze, do it in your elbow, please.
You nasty little... No.
Don't do it with the children. Don't take any pot shots at the children.
Now, that would be just... I can take shots at children in general. I wouldn't be taking a shot at any one specific
Taylor
kid.
Taylor School. She attends there. She's one of the children.
But, of course, that would be excluding her from the nasties. No?
Don't put Oliver in the crosshairs.
Oh, like we did my mom for several weeks in a row? Are we going to go? Here we go.
Here we
go. Huh? What? Come on.
Your mom is a red rowdy.
Yeah. She's don't great. Start. I'm telling you right now, if we're going to start talking about mamas.
I'm not talking about her in any way, shape, or form.
That was a one-time thing, and we moved
no,
on.
No. Joel,
not all of
Joel,
us have moved on. Nicole.
Joel has brought it up and done it several times now. I don't think I'm like, look, as work wives, I'm filing all that in the back of my memory. I'm just waiting. Are you kidding me? He's got the bad lips. For
hey,
no
look at the
reason.
Time. First half in the book, second half still to go. It'll be the second half of the show. Coming up next, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I'll send you an invite. You gon' need you a pass.
That's the code that we live by. Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Second half of the show starts right now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. On a way back Wednesday in the big city, Nick with hour number two, Barry with hour number three. Songs in honor of Small Ball. Little, small, otherwise, title or artist.
Tiny. I almost put the song Don't Want No Short Man.
Yeah, I did too. Gillette?
Is that, yeah, the name I almost did that. Yeah. But then I didn't know if you'd be able to find the clean version.
I just didn't want to be made fun of for 3 hours, so I just didn't.
Really?
It.
That would have been a great selection.
For you. Pope. Not for me.
All right. Fair enough. I feel like I've already had one offensive song. I don't know how long that short people song is.
If there's anybody that's going to violate every rule that we put out there, it would be you.
Oh, you think so?
I definitely do. Oh, and I don't think Nick's going to argue that.
All right.
I'm not.
See?
You're not my best friend. Remember back in the day when that was a diss?
You already said I'm your work wife, so I don't
Do you remember
have to be
when that was like when you were buddies? You'd be like, you're not my best friend.
Oh, I deal with it every day. I deal with it every day now with Taylor.
Oh. I was like, I don't say that to you.
No, I deal with it every day.
That's hilarious.
Every day. She has friends
she gets mad
from
at you and
school
tells you that,
they hang out after other school, you know, at parties and outside of school and everything like that. All of a sudden, we'll go to like, you know, Urban Air or something like that. And I'll see her making a new friend. They're playing over there. And I'll say, time to go. She goes, wait, I don't want to leave my best friend. I'm like, you just met her.
Yeah, but that was the thing where you would say that to somebody to hurt their feelings, right?
Yes, yes. Like MySpace, right? Because if whoever was your number, wasn't there like
oh, your
a
top
list?
Eight. Yeah, yeah, it was kind of like your top eight. But as a kid, it was just like, you're not my best friend. And then people would get their feelings hurt. I would just throw that out randomly just to make people upset.
Shock.
Okay. Somebody said Nick wins again, so that person is blocked.
I feel like the dubs keep coming in.
Hey, I just got back from Cali. Glad to hear good sports talk radio again. Hashtag best in the H. Aww.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much.
So,
Barry's still talking on the show, so. Oh, sorry. That was when you were talking about politics. My bad. It was all you. Go ahead.
There was a little.
Am
a
I
little
doing the lips right?
There was some snarkiness in that.
We do specialize in snark here at The Usual
we
Suspects.
We do.
Am I doing the...
Comes in small, medium, and large sizes, and also a travel size if you need it when you're on the road.
Barry, you look so weird when you try to do that. What are you doing? Like, you're trying to make
well,
out
when
with
he gets
the microphone.
Mad, he puckers his lips and then breathes heavy into the yeah. microphone. So I was just trying to get him there like Joel does. Not working. See? A vegan runner.
Going, stealing my bit, huh?
Try.
Okay.
Turnabout's fair play.
Go ahead, V.
A vegan runner got in trouble for posting. I'm just going to read you this. I'm not even going to say whether it was bad, good, or indifferent. I just want to read this to you and get your thoughts, both of you, because you've not seen this. Nope. You don't need any preconceived notion or knowledge of it. I just want you to hear this whole thing. Bear with me. About a minute or so long.
Sure.
Worth every word. Please close your windows. What's up, neighbors? One love. As a vegan runner, first of all, no such thing. It's always hard for me this time of year when the weather starts warming up and folks start opening their windows. Several nights a week, I'm out running and around dinner time, or several nights a week, I'm out running around dinner time. And when people have their windows open, I can smell what they are cooking. Oh, so you live with next to the rock. I've noticed a sharp uptick recently in the smells of folks cooking meat, and it can be quite overpowering. Quite honestly, the odor is offensive. And I'm hoping our community can have some empathy for its hashtag plant-based neighbors by closing their windows if they are cooking meat and only putting vegetables on their barbecue pits. I don't want to be a stereotype, so I won't go into details on why the odor of cooking animals is offensive, but I encourage you to do your research and join the movement.
Why did you say there's no such thing as a vegan runner?
Because vegan running isn't the thing. That's you can't combine the two and say, I'm a vegan runner. You're a runner, and you're a vegan.
Right.
But running around with no smell of meat in the air isn't a thing.
No, that's not a thing. But being able to label yourself as a vegan runner is a thing.
No, you're a runner who doesn't eat meat. But no. There's no, like...
They can classify it by just having a group on Facebook.
A vegan runner. Come on.
It's a vegan running club.
I'm not incredibly against it. If you're vegan
and
you're
running,
there's
no correlation between the two. There's no like if you want to tell me you're a long distance runner or you're a short distance runner or you're a triathlon or a trail runner, mm-hmm. a vegan runner.
Look, I'm okay ridiculous. With the vegan runner part. Why are you worried about the smell of meat? Yeah. That's my problem.
Why are you telling people to only barbecue issue. Vegetables?
Yeah,
bro. You do that in a neighborhood in Texas, they will shoot you.
Unless
what?
You get an air fryer.
Well, that's
then
a whole
all bets are off. Because then you're allowed to just experiment.
That's a whole different thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Let her tweet that out by where you live and cut and shoot. That wouldn't go well for her at all.
That's not where I live.
They'll be doing a lot of shooting.
A lot of cutting too, yeah, probably.
Probably right.
I just find that fascinating to me that this jerk or a-hole, I don't know. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. You think it's a woman?
I think it is. I think it was, it's specified. Let me get her name.
She's
a jogging enthusiast in California.
Yeah.
Let's see her.
Here's the thing while Nick's looking it up.
Uh-huh.
When you think about this, Lisa's vegan, right?
Uh-huh.
But when Lisa, she buys, and I have to get at the store, vegan chicken nuggets.
Okay.
And vegan wings and things like that. And I'm like, so you actually have had them before the regular ones and you like them? Well, no. I go, well, what are you talking about? Then why would I get this for you if this isn't what you like? She's like, well, I don't know. I go, because basically, in order to like the vegan version of it or want it, you have to have liked what you've tried in the past, which was meat.
Mm-hmm. So what makes sense.
Yeah. So what's your point? I was like, well... So that's what I'm saying. So when you get these vegans who say, oh, that's bad, well, it actually was pretty good because you like the taste so much, you want the artificial version of it.
You just don't want the cruelty.
Right.
You can taste the cruelty in meat. That's what makes, I personally think that's what makes it delicious. Maybe I'm alone in that. Some of the responses was, as a carnivore barbecue chef, it's always hard for me this time of year when the weather starts warming up and vegan runners start running by my windows. So somebody completely flipped the script. And then somebody else said, you know what else smells terrible? Runners. Have some respect. Exercise indoors with all the windows locked. Like, how do you think that that's going to go over okay?
Seriously.
It doesn't indicate whether or not you're right.
So, yeah. Either way, they're an a-hole. Because chicks can be a-holes.
Sure.
Too.
Absolutely.
How do you get to dictate what others do, right?
It's ridiculous.
That is stupid.
See, I would rather just, and I know I'm getting bogged down in the minutia of it, mm-hmm. because you and I, we were just arguing about if there's a vegan runner. As a runner who is also vegan is the proper way to phrase that. But as a vegan runner isn't a thing. It's just mind-boggling to me. But the fact that you would tell people to close their windows so you can run by and not smell cooking meat, you're an a-hole.
Yeah, that's like, ridiculous.
I kind of hope you fall. I kind of hope maybe, not a break, a nice little sprained ankle would be probably warranted. You probably deserve that. Just sprain an ankle.
GreatVeganAthletes.com has a list of vegan runners.
Runners that are vegan.
Yep.
Jeez. It's a thing.
It's so
it's crazy
stupid.
To me. I didn't know. So I'm not really arguing whether or not. I think it's kind of cheesy, too, to dub yourself a vegan runner. I think it's cheesy. I don't think it's incorrect, but I do think it's cheesy.
But you know it's a big thing right now, right? Like Chris Paul, DeAndre Hopkins.
Vegan running?
Just going completely vegan. They're saying that in terms of your body's recovery and the way you feel and all these other things, that's why, like, when we see the Burger King Whopper, the meatless Whopper and all these other things, that's just a spinoff of the popularity that has taken with vegans.
As an ice cream runner,
And they make vegan ice cream now. That there's a vegan ice cream shop.
Don't steal my shine here. Sorry. I don't want no vegan ice cream.
But you've experimented with all those different kinds.
I've never done vegan.
But okay.
My wife tried it.
Lisa eats the vegan ice cream too.
I tried the keto ice cream, but not the vegan ice cream. I did
the Halo Top.
That's I keep about 6 or 8
that's
of those.
That's not dairy free
in the freezer at all times. Nope.
It's just low calorie.
It's low calorie.
I get it confused because I go right by the Halo Top when I grab Lisa's vegan ice cream.
No, Halo Top has dairy.
Okay.
It's delicious. Again, you can taste the anguish, and that's part of what makes everything so delicious. I'm actually going to be running. My niece she started running a lot. She did the half marathon, mm-hmm. Houston. So she was like, hey, who wants to do the 10 for Texas with me in the Woodlands? And at first I was like, I'm not doing that. Then I was like, you know what? I haven't ran like competitively or anything like that in a long time. So I told her I would do it. So I'm going to do the 10 for Texas, 10 miles. I think it's in October. So I'm going to classify myself as an ice cream runner. And I am now an ice cream runner. And I would appreciate you guys if you would respect that. And
calling you an ice cream runner?
Yeah. And make sure I can smell ice cream when I run by your houses. So I would appreciate
would
that.
Would you then qualify as being a member of Cream City?
Actually, he's got a point there. Mm.
I mean, I would run the Cream City Marathon. Well,
I think basically you're implying you enjoy Cream City. You're part of Cream City. If you are runner.
Again, I hope you stretched.
That's not a stretch.
No, it was a reach, and I hope you stretched before you, because I wouldn't want you to pull anything.
I would pull this. It's time to go to break.
I would run the Cream City Marathon, but am I a Cream City runner? No. I'm an ice cream runner. Please respect that.
Ice cream runner.
Yeah.
I think you should be running with Cream City gear on.
What, that I'm ice cream?
The ice cream part is accurate. The runner part, I'm not so...
Nick says it remains to be seen.
I actually have a whole folder of links dedicated to buying new running shoes. I'm serious about this. This was the time. This was the last race
so you're
I
not
ran.
Starting running until you get these shoes.
I have. That's correct.
Okay.
I have to be vindicated because the last time I ran any race like this was the 10 for Texas, and it's when the old lady passed me, and I was like, and she was old, like she was a prune juice runner. You know what I mean? Like she was, and I was like, oh hell no! That was so embarrassing. I almost just walked off the and just quit.
When you did the camel race, you got off the camel tired. Like the camel did the running for you.
I was exhausted. Dude, I mean, it was
everybody says that thing is tiring.
Oh my God, trying to just hang on and the fact that it's racking you in the junk. It wasn't easy. Let me tell you, I get it, NASCAR drivers.
We're going to break. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Now, we're back on The Usual Suspects. Nick has added something to the discussion that may... Now I know who you should blame instead of me the next time I do a drive-by and fart right before we start the show.
Oh.
And you get offended.
Oh, no. I'll still blame you because you're the one that farted. But
Nick
okay.
says that he's posted an article. Recreational athletes and bodybuilders that have been trying to go to more of a vegan diet find that the positives are that the plant-based diet of eating can create more energy, strength, and lots of positives. However, bulking up on broccoli, beans, and other produce leaves them noticeably more gassy.
Yeah.
A common but manageable problem. I manage it well. I manage to drop at least one before the start of the show just so I can hear you bitch right before the mic goes on.
Unless you eat pineapples.
You know what? And I haven't eaten pineapples, I swear to you, in over a year and a half.
Really?
And I used to eat them daily.
That was your thing.
Yeah, because literally, I didn't go full vegan like Lisa. But during the week, I basically have, I do the vegan protein in smoothies, and she buys these little vegan protein shakes.
Yeah.
And just vegetables.
I like that he put Joel can't go vegan and then links to the dudes farting all the time.
Yeah. It's too late for that, Nick. So you're funny. Next. I'll be driving by the production room. Oh,
please go in there and fart in that little room.
No,
and
then he's done that before.
Just
no.
Waller
yes,
in
I
no.
have.
Just waller
absolutely
in it. Please
not.
Do that.
I have a fan just in case he ever does it again.
There just. There have been times where I've had to do a segment in your room. So
I remember.
You don't want to.
That
to,
is true.
You can't produce from in here.
Some of the best segments we've ever done.
I mean, you know I was still on the mic, right?
Well, I did, yeah. I do know that. But, you know.
Just the fact that I wasn't.
The battles, I don't have to look at you.
I wasn't near you.
I can just hear you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So okay. These guys are like, they're called the Buff Dudes. They have a YouTube channel, and then they've tried keto.
Big
and
fan.
You subscribe? You watch them frequently?
They're ripped.
Yeah,
the, okay. They're,
Clint
Hudson and
them.
Brandon White are, they're definitely ripped.
Okay.
But yeah, they had a documentary where they tried, they were first time vegans and it worked. But the only downfall is like what?
Lots of gas.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get this call, but then that brings us to another topic. We might as well stay
That's
on.
Fine.
Because there was an Uber driver that posted a sign on his Uber that said, no fart in car. So the question becomes, is it okay to fart in an Uber?
Absolutely.
I think it is.
Why is that okay to you guys?
Just how like farting
stop?
In a cab.
That's not okay either.
Why not? I'm paying for the ride. I'd fart in my own car, so I'm farting in yours. I'm paying for the ride.
I completely agree.
You're not paying to make that driver suffer, though.
Dude.
Why should he have to waller in your fart? That's
because
not
he,
fair.
Because he decided to make that his career. If he doesn't want to wallow in the fart, then go be a checker at a grocery store.
Well, let me give you a hypothetical
else.
Here. My house is about 10 minutes away from the highway. Okay. I request an Uber. I don't need a fart. 10 minutes into the ride, when we get on Highway 59, and I still have to travel on Highway 59 for 20 minutes, I need a fart. What am I doing?
What are you, two? You can't hold in a fart for a few more minutes?
No, sometimes you can.
You
saw Joel.
Something.
What are you talking about?
You could damage your
30
internal
minutes?
Organs.
I've never strained anything being courteous and holding in a fart. What are you straining? How are you holding it in?
Sphincter.
You're not going to strain. You think you're going to get a hemorrhoid?
Look it up. I believe
you think you're going to get a hemorrhoid from holding in a
fart. I
think
you can strain your sphincter.
All right. I should just do it out loud and make everybody's phone look it up. Hey, Google, can you, can you get hemorrhoids?
I didn't say hemorrhoids. You could strain something if you are being forced to hold it in.
No, you can't. I don't believe that's true. So you Google guys it. Would fart in an Uber. I just feel
Heck
like that's
yeah.
the same thing as farting on an elevator. Like, you just shouldn't do that. Look, it's one thing that you do it in the studio. It's another thing to do it in a car with someone you don't know who's giving you a ride and providing you a service. That's just disrespectful. And it's disrespectful for the person that has to get in the car next.
What if he has one really bad sense and four good senses? And one, his bad sense is his sense of smell. And he can't smell anything.
Well, now you're going to just go around assuming nobody can smell so you can fart in their presence?
I'm trying to justify me doing it in the car, but here's the deal. I'm on the highway for 20 or 30 more minutes. I can't hold it. And I don't think Joel can either.
No, I would agree with Nick.
Yeah. I don't think Barry could hold it either. I think
oh,
he's
I
lying
totally
his ass off.
Oh, no, I can hold it. A lot of times
with
I'll
that
do
keto ice cream, you could hold it.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times I'll just go to the restroom at some point during the show, but it might be two or three segments before I have the opportunity. Yeah, absolutely. I can hold it.
Oh, that's
By the
you
way,
in the restroom, huh?
Healthline has an article on why farting is good for you, which, okay.
Fantastic. See, I'm making it better every day.
But it says you may want to hold in gas to suppress flatulence when you're in a room with others. Yeah, that would be nice so that you don't come across as a jerk and an a-hole. But holding in gas too frequently can actually irritate the colon. It may also irritate hemorrhoids. It doesn't cause them.
And it can trigger abdominal distension.
Them. So what? Oh, you got
you
a puffy stomach. I hate
to
break it to you,
that,
Joel.
Nick? Just let it go.
I hate to break it to you, Joel, but most people already have a big stomach. Holding in a fart isn't going to cause you to end up looking like Fat Albert or anything.
I mean, you saw Joel bring his hemorrhoid pillow. You don't want him, you know.
It's not how it looks. It's the damage internally that you feel.
You are not damaging anything. It's not permanent.
Distension?
Yeah.
You don't even know what that is, do you? Damage your colon?
No. Yeah. Irritate the colon. Not damage it. Irritate it. There's a big difference. Your colon is like, okay, so it's a little irritated. It's in a bad mood for a few hours. Big deal. How about respecting your fellow man and not farting around them or in an Uber? You probably do that in like a rideshare Uber with like three other people that you don't know. You're like, sorry, guys, crap my pants. No big deal. I'm just a terrible person and human being. What are you laughing at, Nick? You're the one I'm talking to.
They say there are gases in your farts that can kill someone.
Yeah, and you're letting them out. See? You're a
hey, better you than murderer. Me, bro. You I don't want to die, so you can take your risk.
You're a murderer, Joel. You're slowly poisoning me. Week after week, you're slowly killing me. But let's face it, all husbands are pretty much murderers if that's the case. My wife is going to die, and it'll be of natural causes. Farts are natural causes, I guess. She's slowly being killed. The house.
Gave her the gas chamber.
Gas face. There you go. There third you base. Go. Perfect.
There you go.
That's an article in Women's Health. Is it bad for your health to hold in a fart?
I'm telling you, this is, you know, and people are going to be childish about this topic, but it's a natural thing. We all do it. Grow up. Also, stop farting in Ubers. Nick.
Unless you're on 59. For 30 or 45 minutes.
Uber driver heading to 59.
Oh, see, now that would be great. Joel could never be an Uber driver. He would be a one-star driver. His car always smells.
I blame it on the dogs.
Be like, it was the last passenger. Dude,
my dog's been in my car all day, my
bad. Just blame the last passenger. Yeah. It's 6:30 in the morning. Who else did you pick up? Oh, don't worry about it.
Then there's that. 2 hours in the books, 1 hour still to go. It's the final hour of The Usual Suspects. Coming up next, ESPN 97.5.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.